This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. The New England Patriots were able to earn their fourth straight win 38-31 over the Bears. The Vikings defeated the Jets 37-17, and the Colts clobbered the Bills 37-5. In Monday's NFL matchup, the New York Giants will take on the Atlanta Falcons at 8:15. Tonight on the court, Boston hosts Orlando at 7:30, and the New York Knicks take on Milwaukee at 8. Last night on the ice, the Flames defeated the Rangers 4-1. The Sabres doubled up Anaheim 4-2. Tonight, the Philadelphia Flyers take on the Colorado Avalanche at 7. The Los Angeles Dodgers have two nights off after their NLCS Game 7 defeat Saturday 5-1 of the Brewers. The Dodgers will take on AL champions the Boston Red Sox in Game 1 of the World Series Tuesday at 8:09. And Richard Violet, a thoroughbred trainer who advocated tirelessly on behalf of racetrack backstretch workers and improved care for retired racehorses, has died at 65 after a long struggle with lung cancer. Violet began his career in June 1977, and less than 2 months later, he saddled his first winner in Rockingham, New Hampshire. He had 870 career victories. Violet sought and secured funding for an education program for backstretch workers that offered English language classes and a groom development program. He was co-chair of a nonprofit based at Belmont Park that provides free health and social services to backstretch workers at all New York Racing Association tracks. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.